Thanks for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
This morning, more than I've experienced in a long time, I had such a heart for all of you this morning about your position and about who you are in Christ and who Christ wants you to be. And I really have a heart because so many people, like little babies, are going to be rocked to sleep because they don't know the love of God. They think they know God, and they know some religion. But I'm telling you, the spirit of religion and the spirit of government, you combine those two things and you're going to have some massive witchcraft on your hands. It's truth. Sometimes when you see satanic churches and things, we used to see quite a few of those. People say, oh, that's bad. Well, let me just tell you this. That's a smoke screen. Satan is alive and well in the church and functioning in the church. Massive amount of evangelical churches are beginning to indoctrinate replacement theology of the Word of God. And they're kicking out Israel. They're moving Israel right out of the equation. The enemy is alive and he just wants to destroy your family and destroy you. You know, every opportunity we get to worship, that's our opportunity to engage our spirit man with the Lord and with those that have gathered around us. Take every opportunity you have to engage your heart before God and what God is going to say and what he's going to do in your life. I have a heavy heart this morning. I had it yesterday. Didn't even know how to deal with it. Because what he wants of you and wants of me, for us to be steadfast in his love, and knowing him. That's what we sang about today. That's our victory. That's how we overcome. If you have your Bibles, turn to Matthew 16, 13 through 19. I'm taking a little bit of a curve here before we get into love and faith and hope. This morning, I want to encourage you to live in the faith and hope and love with confidence and expectancy of what God has. So Matthew 16, 13 through 19, familiar verse, but I feel like I have to hit it this morning. Verse 13. When Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he was asking his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." Verse 15, he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you, Simon, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell, Hades, will not overpower it." We sung this morning about overcoming. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. We have a divine authority that has been given to each and every one of us. If you call yourself the church, if you're part of that, it's been given individually, it's been given corporately. And you have to ask yourself the question, who do you say that he is? What does your life dictate about who he really is? Are you embarrassed of him? Or do you speak boldly about him? Do you want to know about him? Or you just think, I can't understand the Bible. Who do you say that he is? The keys bring you and I into a place of authority. And whether you realize it or not, whether I realize it or not, there has never, ever been given such authority that has been given to you and to me. It's been given to us. The angels can't believe it. He has given you authority. He has given you the keys of the kingdom. I'm going to challenge you this morning that we have an opportunity to take hold of these keys. And how do we function in the fullness of his authority? We function from a place of faith, hope, and love. Not in some weird type of authority trip, but from faith, hope, and love. I heard so clear that so many of you in this room today are battling over your destiny in God. You're battling today over your destiny in God. And the Lord wants to give you an opportunity. This is what God is allowing for you. Now, this isn't for someone else, for you. That you and I are connected to the governmental center of the universe. I want to say that several times. That you and I are connected to the governmental center of the universe. Get that. You are connected. This should bring about an understanding, a peace, an assurance. We are connected to the governmental center of the universe. That's the kingdom of God. Do you believe that? You see, I mean, really, sometimes we got to... What are you saying? You are connected to the governmental center of the entire universe because you have called upon his name as Lord and Savior, and he is your King of glory. You're connected. That's where I want to be with what's going on and the things that are... I want to be connected to the governmental center of the universe. I want to understand his government. I want to understand his ways. This might be a little bit off the subject, but you know what the greatest strategy is that we have against radical Islam? What do you think it is? You think it's our government? You know what the greatest strategy is against radical Islam? It's the praying saints, you and me. It's us. Well, that's for someone else. No, it's not. It's for you and I to make decrees and declarations of the Word of God, of what it says and who we are and who he is in us, continuously, each and every day, declaring it. The Father has set it up for us. I'm overwhelmed by the blessing. You know, a lot of times when you go to churches, and it's okay, it's cool, it's really good, you know, you learn on leadership or how to do this and different things of life and, you know, how to be better this, how to be better that. And that's good stuff. I'm not saying that that's not. But the urgency that's in my heart is to prepare a people for the returning of the King and to be ready to meet that King at any day, at any hour. Just recently, I had an opportunity being with Otis on a songwriter's night. And there was a young man that sang beautifully. His name was David. And Otis just told me the other day that David went to be with the Lord. Like that. He was in his 20s. And so I'm saying, any moment you can enter into the kingdom with a smile and know that it might be your day, or you may have a period of time, but no matter what your lot, may you find yourself in the love of Jesus and fighting for it, being a warrior, saying, I'm taking hold of the things of God in my life. Are you with me this morning? Do you hear what I'm saying? God wants you in a perfect place of peace in his love. And you have to say yes to it. You have to fight for it. And you have to move in it. No one can put you there except your decision to say yes and come in agreement with this governmental authority that God has for your life. In the place of love is where we need to be connected. Our manual is the Bible, the Word of God. And it points us to faith, hope, and love, these three. And of course, you know, 1 Corinthians 13:13, it says, and the greatest of these is what? It's love. Our manual points us that way. But sometimes instead of faith, people think about that they're lucky. Hang with me here. Faith versus luck. Luck has nothing to do with it. God says that our faith pleases him, that we're to move in faith, that we're to be a people of faith, not luck. Or how about hope? That you live in the hope of the Lord. You know that He will see you through no matter what. And your hope is just contagious and it says yes each and every day. And you trust Him. It's not hope versus wish. Oh, I wish things would happen better. Do you follow me? It's not about no wishing at all. I wish things would get better. No, I hope in the Lord God Almighty. And I know that He will bring things on my behalf for the good. Because I trust Him. I don't wish anything. I don't think I have good luck. And how about love versus lust? Lusting for things instead of moving in the love of God. God's love and His faith in us, our faith in Him, will cause us to abstain from being lucky and wishing and being lustful. But faith, hope, and love must abide in us, and it must abound in us. It must abound in us. Denny, when he got his new heart, Denny Rogers, he had a moment that he went with the Lord. And one of the key phrases that the Lord, now you just heard another man, have you learned to love? Bob Jones. Denny Rogers said to him, the Lord said to him, the essence of all life is found in my love. The essence of all life is found in the love of God. Faith versus luck. Let me talk about faith a little bit. And this is real important, and I want you to get this. We must live by faith and be guided by faith, not fear, guys, to stay on the right path with the Lord. We must live by faith, be guided by faith, to stay on the path of the Lord, not fear. If we are not growing in faith and the peace of God, we will be growing in fear and anxiety, and this will cause men's hearts to fail. And women, this is how important it is that the God of peace, the God of love, by us believing and having faith, will keep us in that place. Faith, and that's my ability. This is my definition here. Faith, that's my ability to have complete confidence in the truth that God loves me with His whole heart. Faith is my complete confidence that God loves me with His whole heart. And it causes faith to arise in us and to change us because we're confident in His love. We're confident in His love. Now I'm going to hit hope real quick. Our hope should be in Christ alone. 1 Timothy 4:10 says, for it is for this we labor because we have fixed our hope on the living God who is the Savior of all men and women. 2 Corinthians 1:10 says, He delivered us from death and will deliver us. He, Jesus, on whom we have set our hope. Not wishing, but hoping and knowing. I've got some definitions here on hope. To desire something with confidence of fulfillment. To persist in hoping for something against all odds. A desire supported by confidence of its fulfillment. God wants you to be confident that He will fulfill your destiny and purpose. Hope, a longing and a desire to accept and receive God's love with full expectancy and confidence that I will receive that love and grow in that relationship that comes with that love. I'm going to hope in the love of God for me. I'm going to hope in the relationship I have with God. Not in the roller coaster ride that people take us on, but in the love of God. In the love of God. And finally, love versus lust. Love is how, man, we express, that's how we relate. For God so loved the world that He gave His Son. He's expressing His love to us. The essence of the DNA of God is love. It's the reflection of God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And He wants us to abide and abound in it. This morning at the beginning on the first song, I felt the Lord just speak Isaiah 43, 18 and 19 over you. In love, do not call to mind the former things you've been forgiven or ponder things of the past, mistakes. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. Will you be aware of it? Will you be aware of it? Don't ponder on old things. Let the Lord heal you. Just know that God wants to do something new in your life today and forever. Grab hold of it. Grab hold of the relationship. And spring forth. He'll make a roadway in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. This is all found in love. This is the crux of it right here. The primary reason that you and I live, the primary reason that you and I live is for us to live and receive the love of God and live in the love of God. That's why we're here. There's no other reason. To live and love and honor Him and be loved by Him. And He has plans for you. Many of you know Jeremiah 29:11. He has plans for you to flourish and to overflow in things. And He wants you to do that as the love of God moves through you. My prayer today is that the Lord's love would apprehend us, would alter some situations in our life, would cause us to go deeper, to understand His DNA, and that we were created in that image to love. We were created in the image to love. Don't worry. Don't be concerned about others' opinions of you. Don't worry about what age you are and what you've achieved, what you think in your mind. Be in the place of God's love and know that absolutely all things are possible in His love. That we would be a people that would grow in faith, hope, and love. That we would understand that we're connected to the government of God. That message last week that Corey gave was amazing and so powerful. God's really preparing us, guys. So why don't you stand, and I just want to pray. And this is how I want to pray. I want to pray that whatever it takes, that we would get in that position of peace and love with God and not be caught up by everything that's swirling around us. And that God wants us to abound in faith, hope, and love. And the greatest is love. That's what He wants for us. Sometimes I feel bad for people that have been in church a long time. You're like, okay, what does He mean by that? Because sometimes when you get into a pattern, you can begin to desensitize your whole life toward the real, true love of God. And you get into a pattern of just doing things. According to the Word of God, this is how the enemy is going to move most of the church. The very elect will fall away. They'll leave their first love. They won't be excited anymore. They won't give themselves an opportunity to experience God. God wants you out of your mind and into your heart. Let me say it again. God wants you out of your mind and into your heart. And then your thoughts flow from that place of your heart, the heart that Jesus gave you. Religion, the political spirit, religious spirit, are massive and mounting. But there is an army. And this army is an army of praying saints and lovers of God that will not be shaken, that have a firm foundation in what they believe. And all the deception and all the lies of the enemy will not be able to infiltrate their lives because they're rooted and grounded in a place of love. If you don't understand that love, ask God every day to keep revealing His love, His DNA to you. Every situation is going to be overcome by the praying saints. And also, guys, God's love will blow away your need to get out of church or out of fellowship with other people. It will cause you to gravitate toward Him. Ah, man, I just got together this morning with a bunch of folks that were worshiping God. They were singing Overcoming. It was so powerful. It was so good. OK. Okay, I love you guys. Lord Jesus, I just ask today, Holy Spirit, thank you for these wonderful saints of God that love you. And all of us would agree that there's more of you that we can experience. And so, Lord, today, we don't want our hearts to fail us through anxiety and fear. We want to be rooted and grounded in the love of God, so steadfast, so firm, with hope arising in us and our faith moving us forward, speaking about your goodness, speaking about your plan, speaking about how you have interrupted our daily life and loved on us. God, let our testimonies arise in this house. Let the testimony of Jesus arise in Michiana. Lord, let the spirit of religion fall by the wayside in Jesus' name. And may the power of the love of God apprehend this region called Michiana. We thank you, God, and we love you. We pray and believe that we will be men and women of faith, hope, and love, that it will increase, and that we will reside in that place of peace. We thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for your love. We thank you for the relationship that you've planned for us to flourish and to grow. We were created in the image of love, for you are love. Who do you say that I am? Jesus asks, who do you say that I am? He's asking you today. Draw us, Lord, to get to know you in a deeper way today. Thank you for our gathering, coming together as the body of believers. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your healing. Awaken, awaken everything within us, God, to live and thrive in your love. We pray this in the precious and holy and loving name of Jesus. Amen and amen. God bless you. Go in peace. Meditate on that word from Bob Jones. Know that you've been given authority. The keys of the kingdom have been given to each and every one of you. In Jesus' name. Be encouraged.